from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
In life and recovery, every day is a little different. Embrace the good days, the not so good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be. To be.
Oh, the Pirates are depressing. We turn the page, however briefly, to the Pittsburgh Steelers. And this football coverage on the Fan is presented by T-Mobile. Switch to T-Mobile and you can save a lot. And you get tons of benefits and still save on every plan versus AT&T and Verizon. Use their savings calculator to find out how at T-Mobile.com/switch. The Fan Morning Show brought to you by Guardian Protection. And joining us right now on the Fan Hotline is our buddy, Brian Batko, the Fan Hotline presented by Sullivan Super Service, Pittsburgh trusted plumbing and HVAC provider for over 50 years. Good morning to you, Batko. How you doing?
Not great, Crowley. I do not have any coffee at my disposal right now. My machine is in need of a cleaning, and I keep forgetting to fill up my like home cold brew pitcher. So it's not going great. I told Nick that off the air. He didn't seem to care.
He doesn't care about such things. Although I'm a little bit concerned. So you say your machine is in need of cleaning and you don't have coffee, or are those the same thing?
Same thing. My backup is like one of those pitchers that you can put the grounds in and make like cold brew. Mm-hmm. And I just keep forgetting to fill it up because, well, I don't know. I'm a forgetful person, I guess.
All right. So lacking energy as he is, Brian Batko from the Post-Gazette with us here on the Fan Morning Show. And I guess we got to start with quarterback, right? So what's the latest on Russ? When do you expect him to be full go? And what have you seen from Justin Fields in his stead?
Well, yesterday was a step forward for Russ, who hasn't been stepping forward much with that calf problem other than some 7-on-7 work, but got in there for a live rep that he didn't just turn and hand the ball off. There seemed to be some, I kept expecting him, like, all right, he gets in there. One of these days, he's actually going to play fake and he's going to throw downfield because the way the Steelers do it, like, you know, the certain team run drills, the only plays you can do are running plays or play action, and the defense knows that, and when Russ was coming in, it was just running plays. So clearly they've been limiting his need to kind of scramble around, avoid a rush, even though nobody's going to touch him. But yeah, maybe he's trending up for this week. We'll see when they get back out there tomorrow. But Justin Fields has not looked at all like a guy who's overwhelmed right now, learning a new offense, playing against dudes like TJ Watt and Joey Porter Jr. and Dante Jackson in the secondary. I mean, he looks like he's getting more comfortable by the day. And to me, it's a big step up from where he was in OTAs and minicamp.
Brian, do you think that Russell Wilson needs to play on Friday? Do you think he will play? And do you think he needs to play Friday in their first preseason game?
I don't think he will play at this point, Doran. I mean, just haven't seen anything other than one completion to Deuce Watts in live team scrimmage periods. Exactly. And then he doesn't – I don't think he needs to play yet. I think you should really want to see him at some point in preseason action. I mean, it would be a little bit hypocritical to me of Mike Tomlin if he doesn't – doesn't try to take a look at Russ in the exhibitions. I mean, he's somebody who says he likes a physical camp and he likes to tackle in camp because you don't want to speculate on those kind of things before you get to the regular season. What's another one of his phrases? You can't box without sparring. So I wouldn't expect him to send Russ out there week one in Atlanta if he hasn't done any sparring with another team. I suppose that joint practice against the Bills could give some plausible deniability if he's able to go in that. But no, I thought all along before the calf problem, we'd see both guys in the preseason, even if it's just a little bit for Russ. And I don't know that that's going to take place Friday night, but at least they've got still got two more games after that.
Doran, how's your coffee taste?
Nah, mine's pretty good.
Oh, this is really good.
Really good.
It's just going down smooth.
I'm
going to
make another cup of minutes.
We have unlimited coffee here.
I told Callis the same sub story off the air that I didn't have any coffee, and it wasn't like, oh, what happened? Or like, can I Uber Eats you some Starbucks? Like, he's like, all right, I'll put you through. I'm like, okay.
Just all business. All right, what's going on with wide receiver? By all accounts, everything that I've read, in full transparency, haven't been there yet. Van Jefferson seems to be, right now, today, the Steelers' number two wide receiver. What have you seen out of him? And then what have you seen down the line on that depth chart?
He really does. I've been pleasantly surprised by Van Jefferson. Like a lot of people, when they signed him, it's kind of like, all right, he's just a guy at this point in his NFL career. You know, he'll be scratching and clawing to be the wide receiver four or five behind George Pickens, Calvin Austin, and, you know, a guy that they draft and maybe somebody else. But he looks like he's got his swagger back. He looks like somebody who actually was a second rounder once upon a time out of Florida. So he's making plays out there, not really seeing many drops from him. He looks the part. There's moments where he'll catch one in the end zone and I'm on the sideline, and before I can see the number, I'm like, is that George Pickens? And it's like, no, that's another guy who's maybe an inch shorter than Pickens, but similar frame to get the job done. So, yeah, I mean, he's showing that he's a vet. He's showing that he's a reliable target for Justin Fields. And I'd be pretty surprised at this point if anybody else is the Steelers' wide receiver number two come week one.
What's going on with the tackle spot? I've seen, obviously, Broderick Jones playing a lot of right tackle, as he did last year. Dan Moore Jr. at left. You're seeing Faltano get sprinkled in there a little bit. Does Dan Moore Jr. have a legit opportunity to really take over his spot that he's had over the last couple of years at left tackle, and Faltano being a backup at right?
Yeah, I mean, every day they keep working it that way with the reps door, and I feel like Dan Moore Jr.'s got a better chance to retain that starting role on the left side. And, you know, it is still somewhat early, but I mean, that's a catch 22, because, you know, then you're going to say, well, you only get so many opportunities to do this and help this line gel if they're going to be playing together against another team September 8th. So that's always the balance you have to find and the line you have to walk with those rookies getting worked in. But I mean, maybe we'll see after the first preseason game, if Dan Moore struggles, if Troy Faltanu looks like he's ready for elevated opportunities with the first team. But it, at least for right now, not seeing much for Faltanu trying to get those first team reps. It's a lot of Moore and Jones when they go with the starters, and every once in a while Faltanu gets bumped up. So I guess to me the bottom line that I'm a little surprised by is they're kind of treating him like any other first round pick, and not necessarily a guy who came in with a lot of collegiate starting experience and was just playing at a high level in the national championship game.
Brian Bacco of the Post-Gazette joining us here on the Fan Morning Show. I've been asking this question the same way to everybody we've talked to. Beanie Bishop, is he good, or is he just the best that they have at a position where they don't have a lot of depth?
I think he's good. Obviously there are a lot of reasons why he went undrafted. He's 24, played at six seasons of college ball, and he's undersized, but for the Steelers, that's pretty much been their wheelhouse of slot corners over the years, whether it's, you know, the undrafted types like Mike Hilton, who they sign off the scrap heap, or some of the free agents they go out and get, you know, Arthur Millette, Chandon Sullivan, hardly big name players, but they seem to look for a certain type of feistiness and chip on the shoulder with those players. And Beanie Bishop brings that to the table, but it's nice that he also does bring athleticism, quickness, ball skills with the four interceptions last year and 20 PBUs. Granted, playing on the outside, going to the inside, it's nice to have those coverage abilities translate. But the big thing the Steelers have been looking for is, are you going to actually be able to bring guys down, stick your nose in there, tackle, blitz? Mike Tomlin's on him about that all the time. He said, like, you know, Beanie, we're going to see when the pads go on. It's kind of very transparent what this audition is going to be all about for him while Cam Sutton is suspended. So that's something that I'm going to kind of reserve judgment on a little bit until we get into these preseason games and he's trying to tackle another guy who's trying to make the roster and make a paycheck. But for right now, he looks pretty good getting these opportunities in this run with the first team.
Brian, how many Steelers training camps have you covered over the years? What is this for you?
This might be my sixth year on the team, Doran, but obviously a couple of those were not at St. Vincent. There was, what, one at Acrisure, I think, and one on the south side.
So it feels to me that this is a year, and just looking at the clips, we're obviously not there. It just seems like it's extra competitive, especially you watch a backs-on-backers drills and things of that nature, and just watching some of the clips just looks like it's a different atmosphere. Do you feel that? Do you feel that there's like a different level of competitiveness this year? And we talked about chips on their shoulders for individuals and Beanie Bishop, but I feel like this whole team might have a chip on their shoulder.
I do feel a different vibe around it. Maybe it's one of those things that it's recency bias, but I wrote about that yesterday in the Post-Gazette that I can't ever remember a week as chippy as last week. And, it always seemed to be Mike Tomlin smiling and presiding over it, whether it was backs on backers or whether it was, one of those skirmishes between the two sides when they're putting the pads on and tackling. I mean, I think it, if you want to look at it optimistically, it could be Mike Tomlin still getting through to these guys and the next generation of Steelers who are going to set the tone for what they do this year, the following season, even beyond that, when you think of guys like Jaylen Warren, Patrick Queen. I mean, Najee Harris still on the team for this year and is going to be a key piece. Darnell Washington, Alex Highsmith, Nick Herbig, like they want to make sure these guys are battle tested, and a lot of those one-on-one reps at Latrobe Memorial Stadium Friday night looked like they were going to break out into a straight-up fist fight at times. And talking to guys the next morning, it was kind of like, yeah, it was really fun. It's what you want to see. It's camp. But then we end up talking to each other in between the reps, and offense and defense are bouncing ideas off of each other. And tight end Michael Pruitt, who's in his 10th year in the league, he's been on a bunch of different teams. He's like, I don't think I've been somewhere where the offense and defensive guys are always kind of picking each other's brains when they have the chance. And that's probably one of those hidden benefits that Tomlin always likes to talk about by having the destination camp out in Latrobe.
Love it.
Nice.
Fatco, get yourself some coffee, man. Appreciate you coming on with us today.
No problem, guys. We'll see you.
Take it easy.
Thank you.
Brian Fatco of the Pittsburgh Post-Gazette. A lot of meat there.
Good stuff.
A ton. I say we react when we come back.
I like that.
Let's do it. And you can as well on Twitter, brought to you by South Hills Kia and Peters Township. Visit them at southhillskia.net. And on the text line, brought to you by Edgar Snyder & Associates, a personal injury law firm where they always say, there's never a fee unless we get money for you.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Recovery from addiction can take many forms, and quite often, it's a team effort. For those in recovery, having support often leads to a better outcome. And for those supporting people in recovery, they celebrate every milestone. Here's to family, friends, loved ones, healthcare providers, and community groups who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. If you or someone you know is experiencing addiction, visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose to learn more about the various treatment options available.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
There's sports betting, and then there's Circa Las Vegas, an adults-only sports watching nirvana. Now you can watch up to 19 games at the world's largest sportsbook on a 78-million-pixel, three-story mega screen. Plus, it's always spectator season at America's largest pool amphitheater, Stadium Swim. Stadium Swim is open 365 days a year and features all sports on an epic 143-foot screen. Book your reservation at CircaLasVegas.com. Circa Las Vegas, this is sports the way it should be.
A lot of good stuff from Steelers insider Brian Batko in the last segment, but real quick, I just saw a clip of speed walking on my timeline on the Twitter.com. Have you ever seen this speed walking?
I have.
Oh, my God.
Yes.
I don't really get it.
It's goofy.
Just run. Right?
I guess. I mean, just, or jog.
You know, lift your feet up a little bit. Brisk jog. Like, imagine if you're in the airport and you got to catch a flight. People are jogging.
Yes.
People are running. Ain't nobody need to speed walk. Very bizarre. It's one of the weirder Olympic events. I'm kind of oddly into it because the upper body doesn't move. It's just the legs. It's only legs. Just pure legs. Just going.
Mm-hmm.
Like a duck.
Yes.
We're on top. It's all quiet. But underneath, they're going.
Kicking.
Yeah, they're kicking. All right. So Brian Batko is with us in the last segment. And he's been out at Steelers training camp for every practice, and he said that he thinks the difference between Justin Fields in OTAs and minicamp and now in training camp is night and day. He said it's a big step up from Fields, from OTAs. And here's what I want to know from you as a football guy, not that you're in their locker room. I would think there's a little bit of a risk here where you're so careful with Russell Wilson, a guy who has not always been loved by his teammates. Now Justin Fields is playing well, a guy that by all accounts and reports in Chicago was adored by his teammates. If this keeps going on, you could, in my opinion, this is where I want you to chime in, I think you could find yourself in a little splitsy of a locker room here. If Justin Fields keeps playing well and then all of a sudden, oh, Russell's healthy and he's on the bench, I think you might rub some guys the wrong way.
Well, I think that's maybe with the younger players, but if you're T.J. Watt, Cam Hayward, and you know, a Landon Roberts, if you're even Najee Harris, like you want to see the best guy win the job, and you're going to root for both guys, but you also know that Russell Wilson knows how to win and has won before. Like, that's what would keep me on, you know, I'd be even. Like, I wouldn't root against either guy. I'd want either guy to do well. But I know in the back of my mind that Russell Wilson has held that trophy before. You know, he has a ring. He's been to another one too. So I would reserve myself of any type of judgment until Russell Wilson is actually in there, because it's great that Justin Fields is playing well and picking up the offense and we can create camaraderie and things of that nature. But I also know that Russell Wilson has done it. So I would root for both, but know that Russell Wilson can give me a legit opportunity.
So it's as simple as if Russ comes in and he doesn't stink, he's just doing what he was doing, then you feel confident because he's done it before.
Yeah. Now, if I'm like, going to be around for a long time, I could see Justin Fields like, oh, this guy's going to be our future.
Sure.
Like, we could see how this is going to pan out down the road for sure. But right now, yeah, I'd reserve any judgments.
I think they're getting real close to a weird spot. Like, I hear everything you're saying, and you know better than I do, and it makes a ton of sense. Batco doesn't seem to think that Russ is going to play in that first preseason game. So when is he going to play? I know that he threw a ball in 11-on-11, and that is a step in the right direction, but it seems like a baby step. And if he's not going to play the preseason game, how long does this go? And at what point does it become a problem that you don't think he can be ready for game one?
After the second preseason game, like he has to play at least a quarter. That's the dress rehearsal. You don't play him in this game. This is the first preseason game. Now, I do anticipate some of the Texans starters playing in this game because they already had a game. So this will be their second game. And I could see some of their starters playing, which will be a good situation. Again, the Steelers have this all mapped out. Like they're like, we don't want to rush Russ. He's 35 years old. We don't want to push him. We know that he can go in there and he can play. He's played a lot of football. So our chance is right now is to evaluate, get a peer evaluation of Justin Fields. We're going to start Justin Fields in this preseason game. He's going to get a good look at probably potentially the Texans starters on defense for maybe a couple series or a quarter. That's even better evaluation. Like everything that they've planned and how to operate throughout this process with Russ being down is really falling in their lap, and they're actually happy about it because they don't need to see a lot of things out of Russ, and they don't want to push him in order and risk even more injury. But they actually have somebody that can possibly be your future. And you can go out there and you can get a real evaluation. So they're not going to rush Russ at all. I guarantee he doesn't play one snap in this preseason game. Then next week they'll start to ramp him up a little bit more to get him ready for the second preseason game.
Yeah. And you do need to see him at some point.
Yeah,
he'll play next week. In a preseason game.
He'll play next week.
Yeah. It's weird because of the new preseason schedule. So I kind of have to try hard to remember what happened last year. And game one, they played their guys. The Steelers did. So I would expect most everyone to play and play a decent amount of time with clearly, as we've just said, the obvious exception being Russell Wilson. Are we sleeping on Van Jefferson a little bit here? Everybody seems to say Van Jefferson's playing really good football, and it's not like the guy in 2021, I know it's forever ago, but he had 800 yards.
Yeah.
He had 6 touchdowns. It's not like he's been a bad NFL receiver his entire career or anything like that. He had a good season back in 2021.
That was with the Rams, right?
It was.
Was that when they won? No.
Math.
No, that was.
I don't think so. No.
Okay. All right.
They won in 22.
22.
Thank you, Nicholas.
Okay. No, I mean, he can be a sir. I don't want to talk bad about him because he is a serviceable receiver, but I just didn't know if he was a number two receiver. Like, could he be a number two? And now, I know his dad was. His dad was my coach. His dad played 11 years in the NFL as the receivers coach for the Jets. And you know, he's coming from pedigree. He guy knows football very well. I just didn't know if he could handle that number two role, but from what we've been seeing and how Arthur Smith can be creative with certain things and get guys open and not really have that number two but have a number two by committee and Van Jefferson leading that, like I can see that panning out, but they still need more. You know, I mean, even if he does play well, you would love, so you in a perfect situation, you would love for him to be your three.
Right.
Like, if he's playing this well, like, and you had a legit two or a legit one and push him down the order a little bit, him as a number three, now that's a potent offense.
Right.
That's where you want to be.
Yes. Yes. And that makes sense. And so I'm now looking back on that season for the Rams, and you had Cooper Kupp, who had darn near 2,000 yards receiving and 145 catches. That is insane. He has paused like a couple minutes here. I mean, that's just insane.
Mm-hmm.
And then you had Robert Woods with 45 catches, 500 yards, 6 touchdowns. But Van Jefferson was their second leading receiver that year. But your one was Cooper Kupp.
Right.
So he can do the two receiver thing, but I don't think anybody's saying that George Pickens is primed to have a 2021 Cooper Kupp type season. And if he did, okay, then maybe things fall into place. Right. For Van Jefferson, okay, that's fine. But I would not expect that out of George Pickens. I want to talk about the Steelers offensive line when we come back, because now we are far enough into this thing where I'm a little panicked and concerned about the way that they're operating. We will do that after we get a going low golf rewind from Jeff Hathorn, which is coming up. Steelers are annoying me with what they're doing with the offensive line. We'll get to that coming up in a couple of minutes. Right now, we're joined by our sports director, Jeff Hathorn, for this Going Low Golf Rewind, brought to you by Lynch Golf Sales at Pine Creek. If you're not being fit outdoors, you're not being fit. Good morning, Jeff.
Morning, guys. Scotty Gold Medal Scheffler. He put on an exhibition on the back nine at the Olympics yesterday. John Rahm, he's up 4 shots at the Olympic tournament in Paris, And then the charges started. Francis Victor Perez starting at 12 would go birdie, birdie, eagle, birdie, birdie to get into the mix. Great Britain's Tommy Fleetwood had 8 birdies on the day to a 1-point tie for the lead. And then there was the backsliding. Rahm had a 39 on the front nine. He birdied 10, but would finish with 4 bogeys and a double. Rory McIlroy birdied 10, 11, 12, 13, 14. He's going to be in the mix. And then hit one in the water on 15 for a double, and he was done. Now to Scotty. Any medal seemed kind of out of range at the turn. Then Scheffler went off on the – here's his back nine. Birdie, par, birdie, par, birdie, 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 par. I mean, it was just insane. He tore up that golf course on the back nine. A 29 on the back nine, shot a 62 for the day for the gold. Locally, the U.S. Women's Senior Open at Fox Chapel, Lita Lindley won it with a tournament final round record of 64. She birdied 5 of the first 8, and she was playing with Annika Sorenstam. She was a touring pro, had a family, became a teaching pro, and then said, if I'm going to teach, I need to do. So she returned, and she was runner-up each of the last 2 years, now broke through for a USGA championship. And now the next USGA championship is just 10 months away at Oakmont. And that is your golf report, boys.
Jeff, awesome stuff, buddy. We will talk to you tomorrow. Thank you so much.
Thanks, guys.
Thanks, Jeff.
Jeff Hathorn. Scottie Scheffler, the gold medal winner.
Beast.
Party, 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 party. Pretty good. Pretty good. What's not good, in my estimation, the Steelers' offensive line situation. It should be good. You got like 9 guys. You probably feel good about. You rewind like 3 years, you didn't have 2 guys you could feel good about. So they've got the depth, they've got the talent, but by all accounts, you got Dan Moore Jr. playing left tackle. You got Broderick Jones playing right tackle. And Dorn, in my opinion, I think that's doing wrong for both spots. It should be Fautanu at right and Broderick Jones at left. So what happens if and when you ever pull Dan Moore Jr.? So let's say you're 3 games in, Dan's not playing well, and you know that you've got a really good, talented player in Troy Fautanu. Now what do you do?
Mm-hmm.
So say you're about to play the Chargers, and you think, okay, Dan Moore Jr. is not the answer anymore. Do you move Broderick over then and put Fautanu? Like, what do you do? I just think that they have now screwed themselves-ish at a couple of positions.
Well, I would like to know how many reps that Fautanu has gotten at left tackle, if he's gotten any. I mean, if he's gotten some, I mean, they would... It would be smart to give him some reps at left tackle,
yes,
knowing that he's played, 40 games in college at left tackle. He could play left tackle. So if you do get in a situation where, say, Dan Moore is out, then you could put Fautanu there and then keep Broderick so don't mess up his momentum, his playing at right tackle. Or you could flip it over and put Fautanu at right. But I think that this is going to end up being a good situation. I think Dan Moore Jr. is pushing both of them. In a way, but at the end of the day, I do believe that it'll be Broderick Jones at left and Fautanu at right. I just don't know when that day's going to be.
Yeah.
But I would hope, and I'm going to ask maybe Cabali or even Bacco, how many reps Fautanu has gotten at left.
I've seen he's taken some.
Some.
I just, you've said it before, and the body type, and I know he played left tackle in college, but Broderick Jones is your prototypical left tackle,
yes,
body type in the NFL, and Troy Fautanu, he fits the mold of a right tackle. And, hey, Dan Moore is going to look good in these circumstances. He started a bunch of games in the NFL, and while he leaves a lot to be desired, I think, as a starting tackle in the NFL, he's been through how many camps? Mm. He's been through how many OTAs, mini camps? He knows how to train and get ready for the season. None of these guys... They're all new to this offense because it is a new offense, but you feel like, yeah, it would be easier for Dan Moore to pick things up. That being said, you drafted those guys for a reason.
Right.
And you just wait and you wonder how long it's going to be before you break the glass in case of emergency. Like, what needs to happen for them to do the right thing here? Is it something that they're going to work out before the season? Is it something they're going to work out in the preseason games? Is it something that they're going to have to wait and see in season? I just don't like the idea of even a Dan Moore Jr. getting hurt, even if he's playing well midway through the year, and now you make your decision, okay, am I going to put Fautanu at left?
Right.
Or am I going to sort of tweak 2 positions to fill 1 position, if that makes sense?
Mm-hmm.
That's never a good thing. where, okay, my left tackle's hurt. I'm going to move my right tackle now to go play left tackle. And he hadn't been playing there. And now I'm going to put in a rookie to go play right tackle who hasn't been playing. I just think that they're kind of asking for some trouble here.
Unless they're like premeditating a trade and giving Dan Moore Jr. those one rep so he can get more film out there. So he looks good. You know, it's like, oh, this guy could still play at a high level. This could be a starting left tackle, and we could use him as trade bait at some point and give him that film against once.
Yeah.
Maybe. That's the only reason why I could think that, unless they're just not comfortable with, you know, Fautanu right now.
Right. But you read good things about Fautanu, and you read about, you know, some not-so-good things, too, as it's going to be with a rookie. I mean, this guy started 50 games. He played in 41 games, I should say, at college. It's not like Broderick Jones.
Right.
Like Broderick Jones, you're talking about
19 starts, maybe.
Yeah, I think nine.
Nine.
I think it might have been nine starts. I might be wrong on that, but the body of work wasn't quite there. Fautanu, that's not the case. He's the best lineman on the best line in the country last season, and has been starting for years. So anybody's a project,
mm-hmm.
but some projects are harder than others. Like when I had to do art.
Yes.
That was always difficult for me.
Very hard for me, too.
Mm-hmm. Not much of a painter, this guy over here.
Or a drawer.
Mm-mm, or a sculptor.
Yeah. I always thought that was weird. I brought this up before. Like, why do I have to pass art? What if I'm just not artistically inclined? Like, that's going to hold me back from graduating because I can't draw?
I understand why early on you would do art club. Because you need to find out what you're good at. And, like, maybe a kid never picked up a paintbrush in their life and all of a sudden they're Raphael or one of the other Ninja Turtles.
Yeah, but what if you're not good at it and then you get an F?
Well, that's where I think, like, the later in the life you get, you don't need to take art.
No.
Like, if it's junior year of high school or junior year of college, you need to take an art class. Well, I've already displayed to myself and everybody else that I can't do the art.
Right. I think sometimes I think that term feels limited. I got my credits for art by taking music. So there's a bunch of different arts. There was sculpting too. A lot of my
teammates. What if I ain't good at any of it?
What if I'm not good at that?
Right. What if I can't blow into a clarinet or pick up a paintbrush?
Right. I feel like those classes should be taken, but there should not be a grade for it. Like, you shouldn't have like an A, B, C, D, or F.
If,
like,
it's required,
you either pass or you don't. If you do the work.
If it doesn't affect my GPA, I think that makes a lot more sense.
Right. Like, no, that's the thing. Like, my teammates told me they were like, they weren't good at sculpting when they did it, but the fact that they tried, like, that's what the teachers wanted. They wanted them to try to express themselves, not necessarily just do what they were told.
Mm.
What if I can't write poems?
Right.
What if I can't take pictures?
We'll
figure it out early.
Why are you so adverse to doing your best in something you're not good at?
That's not it.
Mm-mm.
That's not it at all.
Just can't do it.
You're just yelling, I can't do it, I can't do it.
I can't do it. And
why am I being punished because I can't do
it? Right. I shouldn't need to go to summer school because I got an F in art, is what we're saying. All right, coming up next, I have a homework assignment that I want to give to our listeners. I think we can have a lot of fun with this. It's something I told you about on our car ride down to the pit event that made me nauseous, Doran.
Mm-hmm.
We'll talk about that coming up next. And then wait until you hear what Mike Tomlin told a national reporter about Justin Fields. We'll do that at the top of the hour. Wait until you hear what Mike Tomlin told Kay Adams about, well, right now his starting quarterback, Justin Fields. We'll do that for you coming up in 10 minutes. The 50-minute mark on The Fan brought to you by South Hills Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram Route 19 in Peters Township, celebrating 50 years in the South Hills. I have a little homework assignment for the people, Doran. So I sent my wife a text, and I want all of our listeners to send their significant others the same text and then report back to us what their significant others say. And it can be whatever version you want. You can do it with Pitt or Penn State or West Virginia or the Steelers, whatever. Send this text. Here's what I sent my wife. Hello. As it is the first Saturday of August, it would be a good time to remind you that I will be unavailable during any West Virginia University football games this fall. I have attached a schedule for your convenience in the link below. Regards, Adam Crowley. P.S. You're hot. So I just want everyone in the audience to send that to their significant other and just see what their spouse or girlfriend or whatever sends back.
What did your wife send back?
She crushed me.
She did?
I don't know whether this annoys me or if I fell even more in love. Here's what she wrote. This is unbelievable. Good afternoon. Thank you so much for reaching out and providing me with that information. I have taken the time to peruse the schedule that you sent over. Unfortunately, the West Virginia Mountaineers have plus 2,000 odds to bring home the Big 12 title this upcoming season. As you are well aware, the team's starting quarterback, Garrett Green, only completed 53% of his passes in the 2023 season, ranking him 101st among FBS quarterbacks. That being said, the West Virginia Mountaineers will be mediocre at best for the 2024 season. Well, I'm sure this is not the information you were hoping for. Please do not forget that you have two young daughters who love you dearly and look forward to spending quality time with you on the weekends. Your lovely wife also finds it very sexy when you are making core memories with your girls. All the best.
Oh my, did she said that?
Yeah, she got the better of that exchange.
That is unbelievable.
Yeah.
Unbelievable. She crushed you.
Crushed me.
Absolutely crushed you. Oh my God.
And so I posted this on social media. I just want people to try it and see what their significant others say. Because I'm guessing there's going to be a lot of FUs.
Yes.
And then there's this. We got three fall weddings. And we have a birthday party for my oldest that's going to fall on a Saturday. In the I got four Saturdays gobbled up.
Gone.
Folks. Get pregnant when the baby's not going to be born during football season.
Yes.
Because then you're going to have the parties. You're going to be on a weekend. So you're either getting a college ball screwed up or the NFL screwed up. And then these fall weddings. God, it drives me nuts.
Man, I can't believe she responded like that, though.
Yeah, she did.
Wow.
I mean, he's a big play guy. Of course his completion percentage is low.
I mean, the fact that she even took the time to look that information up is just unreal.
She was holding our daughter while she was sleeping. I didn't get that response for 45 minutes. So she went in and did all her research.
Wow.
So why don't you send that to your significant other and you can get back to us on Twitter @_AdamCrowley, @ScoreAndDoran, @Callis_33 and report back and let us know how that goes. All right, coming up next, Mike Tomlin talking about his quarterback Justin Fields with Kay Adams. And I think it's a very telling answer. Doran, I don't know if you've heard this. So I'm excited to run it by you and the audience when we come back. But first, fan weather brought to you by Sun Chevrolet. The Chevy Summer Drive continues at Sun Chevrolet, up to $7,500 in rebates. Terms and conditions at sunchevy.com. Today, high 91.
Yeah.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
In life, some days are good and some could be better. The same is true for recovery. Both take work. Both take adjustments. Finding your path is a key part of your journey. And then it's all about walking it every day. Embrace the good days, the not so good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Be open to every part of the journey and welcome it. It's unique and it's all part of you. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
America's favorite place to watch football is Stadium Swim, located at Circa Resort and Casino in Las Vegas. Catch all the biggest games at a viewing experience built for sports fans. Chill in one of their six pools on three different levels for a perfect view of their massive screen. Plenty of seating options from cozy day beds to private, temperature-controlled cabanas. Stadium Swim. Book your spot today at CircaLasVegas.com.
What's better than watching your team win? Winning money while you do it. I'm Jim Costa, and on Cash the Ticket, Mike Valeni and I give you the edge to make every game playable. College football, NFL, we're breaking it all down game by game. Your podcast feed is going to be filled and you're going to love it. You can click on the games you care about. We do it all. With our analysis, we're finding games that other people aren't talking about. We're turning every Saturday and every Sunday into days where you got a chance to win. Don't just sit on the sidelines. Cash the ticket with us. Follow Cash the Ticket in the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.